WTAW News Time is 5 after 7. 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. One of the Bryan School District's middle schools will have a new principal and assistant principal next year. That follows the resignation of Principal Lindsay Harris, who is moving to Georgetown, and reassigning Assistant Patrick Corbett as the district's new fine arts director. School Board President Doug Wannenberger was among those praising Corbett's time with the Marine Corps White House Concert Band.
There is none better anywhere. Yes. And it's commonly accepted to be the finest concert band in the world, and anybody who can play in that is an accomplished individual.
Corbett was also responsible for coordinating concert tour logistics and evaluating personnel. After 20 years in the Marines, Corbett was the head band director and fine arts department chairman at a San Antonio high school known for its mariachi band. He takes over for Nick Ligario, who is moving to Houston suburb of Pasadena. The principal openings at Jane Long follow resignations at Rayburn, Houston, and Mitchell, which have been filled for next year. A College Station woman arrested 3.5 years ago for embezzling $275,000 from her former employer is headed to prison. According to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, 59-year-old Deborah Sykes will report to jail in 30 days for the white-collar crime. Prosecutors say Sykes may be eligible for probation after serving 6 months of a 10-year sentence if she is paid restitution in full. Prosecutors also say a Brazos County District Court jury found a Hempstead man guilty of his fourth DWI. 52-year-old Shane Terrell was arrested 2 years ago after his SUV struck a car in the intersection of Texas and Deacon in College Station. Terrell's SUV flipped over another car and rolled into the wings and more. The DA's office also reports a Bryan man was convicted of walking out of the Target store last December with PlayStation games in his pants, then threatening a Target loss prevention officer with a box cutter knife. 31-year-old Anthony Cerna was sentenced to 20 years in prison due to a prior robbery conviction in Robertson County, where he was sentenced to 10 years. The College Station City Council at its last meeting approved selling more than $86 million in debt. Councilman John Nichols on WTAW's The Infomaniacs pointed out refinancing up to $56 million in existing debt at lower interest rates for the next 12 years.
We save the taxpayers $400,000 a year by refunding the bonds. Now, that's no bright light in the councilman's mind. That's our good city financial officer and what they're doing.
Another $30 million in certificates of obligation instead of bonds that could require a public vote will finance, among other things, the design and other startup expenses for College Station's new police department campus, along with streets and electric and water department projects. With the recent rainfall, it's not just health officials asking you to reduce the local mosquito population by getting rid of standing water. That was one of the talking points from Bryan Mayor Jason Bielinski during his latest visit on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
We talked about the dunks and the plunks are free to the citizens in the neighborhoods. That'll treat small and larger areas and ponds, so contact our City Environmental Services Department for those.
In College Station, residents can get mosquito dunks through their neighborhood or homeowners association. If that does not include you, contact City Hall for more information. WTAW News Time is 8 after 7. It's 70 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Wind, dirt, bugs, and the Texas heat a problem? Let Sunspace Texas help you discover fine porch living. A Sunspace Texas room will add beauty and comfort while increasing its value. Designed as a window screen unit in one, you have the flexibility to fully close your room or stack the windows completely up or down for a fully screened room. So make it a Sunspace Texas room and discover fine porch living.
Click sunspacetexas.com to view their products and email them for your free estimate today.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com. All parents want to give their babies a strong start. That's why so many choose College Station Medical Center. We have the area's first Level 3 neonatal intensive care unit, plus skilled, experienced OBGYNs and staff who deliver personal care and comfort. And then there are our birthing suites with Wi-Fi and sleep sofas for dads. Every blink, every grasp, every giggle. At College Station Medical Center, every baby is a celebration. Find an OBGYN or take a virtual birthing center tour at collegestationbaby.com. collegestationbaby.com.
Good morning, it's 710. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, give them a call or check in anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here's some numbers.
There's some moisture moving into the region from the Gulf of Mexico. Clouds, they'll be filling in today, and there'll be some showers and thunderstorms popping up during the day, 85 to 90. Overnight, we're partly to mostly cloudy and 70 to 75. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sunshine, a few showers and thunderstorms possible during the day, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Partial sun Wednesday, chance for a thunderstorm, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll recap the weekend for Texas A&M baseball and softball. Also, the Rangers sweep the Astros in three games, and I'll have all the details of the NBA playoffs coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So anyway, this time of year I enjoy because of college baseball. I get to see some pretty good college baseball. Aggies got a rain delay, so I got to watch some pretty bad college baseball when Georgia and Tennessee were playing. I mean, they needed to bunt, and they didn't know how.
Yeah, that happens.
And well, I remember back in high school, the high school coach that we had at Consolidated at that time made sure that every kid on the roster could bunt.
Oh yeah, yep.
Now, I know you played softball, mm-hmm. where bunting is really a really important part of the game.
Oh, yeah. We used to have, you know, a drill where you basically, if you didn't get a bunt down, the rest of your team ran.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
wow. I mean, talk about the pressure situation.
Yeah, yeah.
But ultimately in a game, you're letting your team down if you can't get the bunt down, so.
And I don't know, obviously these guys are good enough to be D1 scholarship players.
Right.
But that's a part of the game that, you know, might win one for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And again, I didn't care enough to know who won the game when it was over. I was just so disgusted that here they were toward the end of the season, and I think the commentator said that one of them had only had two bunts all year.
Oh, wow.
You know, that's that's somewhat interesting.
An important skill to know.
It was, yeah. So now, and then yesterday, kind of a controversial play, because one of the A&M girls apparently stepped out of the batter's box when she delivered what would have been the winning hit against Lala.
Mm.
But as they pointed out, by the end of the game, you can't see the front of the batter's box anyway.
Oh, because of all the chalk had been moved.
Sure. Yep. And so that really does become a judgment call, but yeah. Nonetheless. All right, so have you seen Candace Payne? Candace Payne is the lady who shows off the girl who shows off the Wookiee talking mask. Okay, just bought it for her birthday, and she put it on Facebook.
And she laughs and laughs.
Yeah, apparently so. I haven't seen it yet. I was just watching a little bit of it. I didn't get a chance to listen to her laugh. But on Thursday, she posted that video, and by last night, it had been viewed 133 million times. Said, "I didn't expect to laugh that hard." But I was looking at the phone videotaping it, and I didn't think that Chewbacca would be so happy. Easily the most watched Facebook Live video of all time. Not only do people love the fact that she's laughing hysterically at the mask, but the folks from Kohl's, where she bought the mask, showed up at her house and handed her several more masks for her kids, along with other Star Wars stuff. A $2,500 gift card and 10,000 reward points.
Wow.
Because you can't buy that kind of publicity. And obviously, she was happy with her purchase.
You know, I spent hours making a mashup of Chris Stapleton's performance at the Country Music Awards.
Yeah.
And Etta James' I'd Rather Go Blind.
Okay.
Hours.
Hours.
It's been a year. I've gotten like 1,000 views. That's pretty good.
You're pretty happy with that.
But a million, like millions of views over a couple of days?
133 million.
For buying a mask? mask?
I know. I know. What does that tell you? They don't you're unappreciated.
It's true.
Even what you're underappreciated.
Yeah, well, and she's already on one of the morning talk shows.
Oh, is that
today.
Right?
Oh, yeah. She's on GMA right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, they were sold out at Walmart, at Kohl's, and at Target.com's by Saturday night. You can get one of the Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens Chewbacca electronic masks from Hasbro online. There are people selling them for $150. What?
But don't try to laugh and make a video about it, because it's been done.
Yep. That's right. That one, you check that one off the list. That was going to get you rich. It's not going to now. So there. $150 for those now, too. Mm. Who knew? Who knew? So Leonardo DiCaprio, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Always talks a good game about wanting to save the world. Carbon footprints. Mm-hmm. All that kind of stuff. Well, he's pretty well been busted. The New York Post Page 6 gossip column reports that, last week he took a private jet from the Cannes Film Festival to pick up an environmental award in New York City, and then turned around and flew back on another personal jet.
Ooh.
Yeah, because he needed to be there for some big gala that was going on. And of course, what his people are saying is, well, he was just hitching a ride back. He didn't rent the plane. Okay.
So that makes it okay.
Yeah. It's all right. Just want to let you know.
Well, every time I fly in a plane and he lectures me about flying in planes, yeah, I'm just hitching a ride.
That's
on the
right.
Delta Airlines.
That's
right.
It. Whatever it happens to be, do as I say, not as I'm really doing. Levi's and Google have unveiled a shirt that can make phone calls. They're calling it the Trucker Commuter Jacket. It can control navigation, music, and phone calls just by touching the fabric. Popular Science says the user interacts with the jacket with physical gestures, like swiping up and down the sleeve in certain ways. The jacket then sends that input to the user's phone through a small module that is somewhere in the cuff of the jacket. The jacket is first produced by Project Jacquard, which is a collaboration between Levi's and Google to create wearable tech clothing.
Yeah, this is getting kind of silly, too. I was listening to Kim Komando this weekend, and they were talking about a belt buckle, a little 3-inch screen belt buckle that you can wear.
Of course.
So that you can do PowerPoint presentations and everything. And it'll be great, because the whole office will be just huddled around staring at your waist.
Right. You'll be constantly touching your area.
Yeah, what? What? Everybody will stand and look at this three. Okay, sure. Yeah.
Hey, guys, I got the new soap opera with swords. You want to watch?
No one's watching your presentation. They're busy watching you adjust yourself.
Man, that's how strange.
Yeah.
But now, and then, you have to be ultra careful of all this technology that you're wearing for fear that you don't bust it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. For instance, what happens if your trucker commuter jacket gets dirty? How do you clean it? How can that be done?
Or even just accidentally sending a text message,
right,
or calling. You know, this is a whole new way to butt dial someone.
Hello.
Okay, so Teletubbies weren't that far off.
Yeah, that's true.
Tinky winky, bow.
I bump into way too much stuff to wear a screen on my waist.
That's what I mean. It's just crazy. And and look, I guess we can go find any number of things that were patented that didn't make it. But we're talking about the amount of money that is used in research to come up with this kind of stuff. And then you put it out there and nobody buys it, and then was it going to be in a garage sale? I mean, what is it? What's the aftermarket? Tuesday morning? So this belt will be available at Tuesday morning. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay. Or the trucker commuter jacket, now yours for only $12.
The trucker commuter jacket.
Oh, I know. And by the way, while we're talking about what you're supposed to call clothes, MC Hammer wants you to know those are not parachute pants.
Oh.
No. He says, I detest the term parachute pants, because he was wearing them in that, you can't touch this video, right?
Yeah, and a Taco Bell commercial where he jumps off a roof and parachutes to the ground.
Exactly. But you know what you're supposed to call them? What? Hammer pants.
Hammer pants.
Hammer pants. Just saying.
Sorry, Hammer. I think that boat sailed, buddy.
Yeah. I believe that your brand is probably not there anymore.
Yeah.
All right. So this past Sunday marked the end of National Dog Bite Prevention Week.
Okay.
So to mark the occasion, on Friday, the U.S. Postal Service released their annual list of cities where pooches are most likely to go after letter carriers. They do this every year, apparently, this annual report. So, all right.
And they found it was in Garfield.
Now, the report breaks down dog attacks by area, and some cities are much worse than others when it comes to dog attacks. Number 10, Fort Worth and San Antonio.
Oh.
Mm.
Now, what's surprising to me is number 9 is Portland, Oregon, where everything's supposed to be laid back,
and
right?
Peaceful and cool, tranquil.
We can't be having any of that stuff going on. All right, tied for third, Chicago and Dallas with 57 dog bites each. San Diego and Cleveland are in at number 2. Number 1 city in U.S. America for dog bites, Houston, Texas.
Wow.
Houston with 77 dog bites.
Right down the road.
Now, why?
Yes.
My thought is that you have unrestrained dogs. Could that be it?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're running wild. Pack
or they're
dogs?
Just very protective of their owners.
Could be
maybe
that.
They're more loyal than other cities' dogs.
Could well
That's
be.
That's the bright side.
That's
yeah.
an excellent point.
Yeah.
Now, next week, I'm hoping we have National Cat Bite Prevention Week. We can find out about that because I can't imagine there are that many cats who bite anybody other than the people who feed them, right?
Right.
And take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. But anyway, Houston, number 1 in one more category.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor, and don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why you should choose Caldwell Country.
I feel good about Caldwell Country because people come up to me all the time and tell me what great deals they got when they came out here. To me, over the years, people have always meant a lot to me, and I've known the principals out here for a long time, and I feel good about them as people, and that's why I was willing to become associated with Caldwell Country. I think you ought to come to Caldwell Country because we make the best deals here.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford. Just a conversation away.
7:24, if you're looking forward to swimming this summer, no, you can't do that. It's not going to be safe. We'll tell you in the next half hour why you can't swim anymore now. Okay? Next thing you know, you're not going to be able to even wear flip-flops.
This is bad news for me.
Why? The not swimming and no flip-flops?
Yeah, because I was really interested in taking up swimming as like an exercise hobby this summer.
No, can't do that. We'll tell you about that in the next half hour, though.
Man.
When you wear flip-flops, you have to slightly clench your toes, right?
That is true, yep.
To keep them on, according to a doctor who's a physical therapist, that's not a natural position for your feet. This constant constant tension alters your gait, eventually causing muscular tissues in the feet and calves that could cause serious problems over time. Just wanting to let you know. Good news is that flip-flops are fine for short periods of time. Well, that's fine, but down here...
we need them.
The weather's warm.
You know, looked at this from a different angle, you could say that you're strengthening your feet by exercising them every day.
That's true. I like that idea.
At least in ladies' footwear, what is trending now is more of the sandal that you just slide on versus the flip-flop.
Well, that would make sense.
I don't know what you fellas
it?
Are going to do.
Well, I go with Crocs all the way.
There we go.
I have never owned it. I just look at those and go, no, I can't do that. I can't stand things between my toes, so the flip-flops
don't
work.
Then you would love Crocs.
Yeah, no, I got some regular sandals. Just
okay.
Yeah, but they're made out of what, rubber or something?
Yeah, it's like they're some light and airy.
Type materials.
No, they're not light. Yeah, I know, right, and they got little, they got holes punched on the side.
Yeah, to ventilate so your feet don't sweat.
That's it, okay. Well,
you should work for Crocs.
Yeah, you should, exactly. Well, they're still around, and I guess they're even knockoffs now, so
yeah.
You don't even have to.
If you're big enough to have a knockoff made, then
good point.
You're making it.
You're doing something right. You have a winner. All right, 7:26. Let's have a look at the weather. Brazos Valley Weather. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, where you'll find furniture, supplies, and much more. We're going to get up to summertime type temperatures today, around 87 or so with a slight chance of showers. About 72 for a low temperature tonight. We'll do probably the same or a little warmer tomorrow. And as we head toward the end of the week, there's an increased chance of showers on Thursday. We're looking at 20% chance of rain during the day, and then probably a 50% on Thursday night, and Friday, a 70% chance of showers, but it won't be quite as warm. We've got overcast skies right now, and we're looking at 70 degrees.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com, member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Before you can fly the friendly skies, packed like a sardine these days in ever-shrinking coach seats, you got to make it on the plane, and lately that's getting really, really hard to do. The TSA, run by the regime, suddenly has staffing problems right as the summer travel season kicks off. Long lines, up to 3-hour waits at security checkpoints, have made thousands of travelers miss their flights. And flyers are not happy. They're livid about this. So airport managers trying to calm them down, thinking of all kinds of things that might work. They're not speeding up the lines. They're not doing... No. They're acknowledging the lines are going to be there. In Atlanta, snacks are being handed out. Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky Airport, miniature horses are being brought in as a form of therapy. An airport spokesbabe says the miniature horses reduce stress and anxiety. They make people smile. Where do they poop while people are petting them? San Diego's airport had the bright idea to literally send in clowns. Of course, most people think the clowns are already working as TSA people. But no, these clowns in San Diego hired from a local circus. They're supposed to make angry flyers laugh. The bottom line here is, folks, that it's becoming unmanageable. The regime could fix it, but they don't want to. They want you angry and arguing and complaining so they can spend even more money on this department that is not getting the job done.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, you getting a new phone? Well, you're not alone. You know, every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting the phones in your family, it's a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of the big cell phone carriers, you're paying way too much. Stop overpaying. Switch to Square Trade phone protection today and start saving hundreds of dollars. Insurance from Verizon or Sprint can cost as much as $11 a month. Plus, you could pay up to a $199 deductible when you break your phone. Square Trade family protection plans are less than $4 a month per phone. A family of four can save over $500 a year. So protect your new phone with SquareTrade. Stop overpaying and protect all the phones in your family with SquareTrade instead. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
SquareTrade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on two-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurian total equipment coverage as of August 2015.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
When AMCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at AMCO.com. AMCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30, 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Recent rains in the state's first case of West Nile virus means reminders to remove standing water. Reducing the local mosquito population was on the mind of Bryan Mayor Jason Bayinski in his latest visit on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
Definitely can cause an increase in mosquitoes. The West Nile and Zika viruses are of a concern to us at the city of Bryan. So if you've got potted plants and tires and standing water, please deal with those.
Bryan residents can get free mosquito dunks and plunks at the city's Environmental Services Office. College Station residents can contact their homeowners or neighborhood associations, and if that doesn't include you, contact City Hall. State officials say there have been 36 cases of the Zika virus, 35 who were infected while traveling outside the U.S., and the 36th who had sexual contact with someone who got the virus outside the U.S. The Bryan School District will have four new principals, a new division director, and possibly a high school mariachi band next fall. Personnel actions at the last school board meeting included hiring a new district-wide fine arts director. Patrick Corbett spent the last 3 years as assistant principal at Jane Long Middle School. Trustee Trey Moore and Superintendent Tommy Wallace talked about Corbett's time at a San Antonio high school famous for their mariachi band.
When you watch UIL mariachi competition, Fox is... It's one of the best in the state of Texas. And, we've been mumbling about loving to see something like that here in Bryan ISD, and anybody that has some experience with it at Fox would be a great person to help us
to
get
him
that
at
program
great length in our interview, and I feel confident that we'll see something like that. Soon.
Fox is good at it.
Corbett, who also praised for his position in the Marine Corps White House Concert Band, is taking over for Nick Lugerio, who is moving to Pasadena. Jane Long will also have a new principal next year following the resignation of Lindsay Harris, who is moving to Georgetown. New principals have already been hired for next year at Sam Rayburn, Houston, and Mitchell schools. Stealing $275,000 from her former employer means prison time for a College Station woman. How long 59-year-old Deborah Sykes serves depends in part to how much restitution she pays. According to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, Sykes may be eligible for probation after 6 months if she pays back what she took while working for a local engineering company. The maximum punishment is 10 years. Sykes, who was the main bookkeeper and in charge of paying all bills, worked at the same firm for 27 years. The new bookkeeper found Sykes used company money to pay for hundreds of purposes, including trips to the Caribbean and Las Vegas, clothing, makeup, and eating out. The DA's office also announced a plea agreement involving a Bryan man who admitted threatening a Target store employee with a box cutter knife after walking out the Bryan store with PlayStation games in his pants. 31-year-old Anthony Cerna, who had a prior robbery conviction in Robertson County, was sentenced to 20 years for the robbery last December. A Brazos County District Court jury this week found a Hempstead man guilty of drunk driving for the fourth time. 52-year-old Shane Terrell agreed to a 40-year prison term for the DWI crash that happened in College Station 2 years ago. Prosecutors say the SUV he was driving hit a car at Texas and Deakin, flipped over another car, and rolled into the Wings and More. Action at last College Station City Council meeting included selling more than $86 million in bonds, up to $56 million in refinancing existing debt that Councilman John Nichols on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says will save more than $400,000 a year.
Now, that's no bright light in the councilman's mind. That's our good city financial officer and what their work they're doing. Refunding bonds with low interest rates is a smart thing to do, and yeah, most organizations are doing it. I just wanted to point that out, that we got that in the bank.
The refinancing will generate $4.6 million in savings over the next 12 years. Instead of going to voters for a bond issue last year, the council approved certificates of obligation to finance $30 million of new spending. That money goes into, among other things, streets, utilities, and College Station's new police department campus. The Brazos County Jail has received another clean bill of health from the state. Sheriff Chris Kirk has announced a two-day inspection this week by the Texas Commission on Jail Standards found Brazos County to be in compliance. The inspection covered the main detention center along with the county's low-risk facility and a holding area on the first floor of the courthouse. Three of the state's supported living centers, including Brenham, has elevated levels of lead in the water. While state officials have not decided if they'll test residents and employees for lead poisoning, Dennis Burrell of the Coalition of Texans with Disabilities hope they do.
Maybe this is a call to say, you know, rather than continuing to pour a lot of money into dilapidated infrastructure, we might examine whether, hey, maybe let's pick the best of these 13, consolidate it, and close down some of these things where you're just throwing good money after bad.
The centers in Brenham, San Angelo, and El Paso are consuming bottled water. Those locations were tested in January after the Austin Center was found to have lead in the water in 2014. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 70 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Together, we're changing the face of healthcare. We're a family that shares extraordinary medical resources. Pioneers doing research with real-world applications. Doctors, nurses, staff, all living out our calling to bring health to your life and to your community. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, College Station. Changing healthcare for life.
We Texans love to show our pride. This Father's Day, show Dad how much you love him with a gift from the Texas Trading Post. Any Texas dad would love our Texas barbecue spatulas, flag aprons, cufflinks, flag ties, money clips, and flag fishing shirts. We Texans can never overdo it. TXTraders.com is your local online store for everything Texas. Voted best online store in the Brazos Valley, the Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. Click TXTraders.com.
Are you having trouble losing weight, feeling tired all the time, having difficulty sleeping, or just feel like you're aging too fast? There is a solution, and Herbs to Go has it. Herbs to Go has over 600 unique products that can help you meet your goals. Call Herbs to Go today at 979-279-2861. That's 979-279-2861. Helping people find natural alternatives to health problems since 1999. Visit herbstogo.com.
Howdy, my name's Mary, and I've always had problems that cause me anxiety, such as major tests coming up, going to doctor's appointments, public speaking, or worrying about a family member. But now I have found a solution, a product called Anxiousless. It works without making me drowsy, and it's not habit-forming. I called Herbs to Go and ordered my Anxiousless, and now my life has changed. Call Herbs to Go at 979-279-2861 or go to herbstogo.com.
You've heard me talk about Sit Means Sit. Now's your chance to find out for yourself. Their grand opening, Saturday, May 28th from 2 to 4, Come out and register to win a free board and train package and several days of free boarding services. Plus, there will be lots of other pet-friendly businesses on site. Sit Means Sit's brand new facilities at 3809 McCullough Road, first left after America's Country Store on Welburn. If you've wanted to find out more about how Sit Means Sit can help your dog like they did mine, this is the time to check it out for yourself. SitMeansSit.com for more.
About 20 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Check some weather brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. The leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years, and they do polyurethane concrete raising as well. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Right now, the showers and thunderstorms are up over the northern part of the state, but we'll keep a watch out for convection in our area as the day goes on. Mostly cloudy skies develop. There could be a few showers and thunderstorms later today, 85 to 90, turning partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partial sun develops tomorrow. There's a chance for showers and thunderstorms, 85 to 90. Partly sunny Wednesday, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm, and 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look back at a recap of the weekend for Texas A&M baseball and softball. Also, the Rangers sweep the Astros in five games, and I'll have the details for the NBA playoffs. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I don't know. By all accounts, J.J. Watt seems to be a pretty good guy, right?
Correct. Captain America.
Yeah, that's it. Well, he's got his logo out. He released it yesterday.
I saw it.
So we now have a J.J. logo. And it's kind of interesting because it's like a J and then a mirror of a J. So, you know, one opens to the left and one opens to the right. And they kind of have an angle at a 45-degree angle on the bottom and on the top. But if you turn it over, okay, then that could be 99, which is his number as well. So it's JJ,
clever.
And then you put them together and they kind of look like a W. And you turn it upside down and it makes it like a 99, okay? After all, you've got to have that, right? You have to have a logo.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you have one?
Your brand is important.
No, I haven't done that. Yeah. It's true. I mean, and it's on everything.
Yep.
So, and then I was reading a thing this morning. Soulja Boy, who's been here, right?
Correct. Oh, yeah. I think he was at Reed.
Yeah, that's right. Was here. He is the new spokesperson for the World Poker Fund Holdings. Now, I know what that is. I guess that's part of the tour, the World Poker Tour.
Or whatever. I guess.
Sure. Wall Street Journal says the 25-year-old rapper has just signed an endorsement deal with the gaming company for $400 million.
I mean, I haven't even heard any of his music.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, right.
What has he done in 8 years?
It's a 9-year deal, okay? World Poker Holdings will now have access to the 15 million followers on his social media accounts. And he said, quote, having portfolio diversification is critical if you want to be an effective brand ambassador. Of course he said that. Of course
he did. I'm sure he said that, not a spokesperson.
He said, and he continues, with regards to the World Poker Fund, I believe in its strategy, its team, the vision, and the management's ability to target its financial goals. End quote. Plus the fact that they're giving me $400 million.
Wow.
Man. It's getting tougher and tougher to tell a kid to stay in school, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. Wow. I know. I mean, when you said 25, that means he was like 18.
Right. When he was here. Yeah.
And making his Superman stuff.
Was already a deal. Right. He was already a thing at that time.
Yeah.
So anyway. All right. Let me say. Oh, well, yeah. I told you can't swim, right?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. I got that going on for you. Well, it's not a big problem, but it is a problem in five states, and Texas happens to be one of them.
Of course.
One in eight swimming pools in these five states are closed due to dirty and potentially dangerous water. That's 80% of all public pools in the state of Florida, New York, Arizona, California, and Texas. It's based on data from 2013 that said that a parasite, Cryptosporidium, which can cause all sorts of unpleasant gastrointestinal problems, but if you've ever heard, this happened to people when they would water ski to begin with.
Okay.
The spray would come up and it would enter through their nose. And you would end up, you know, really passively taking the water in, but this stuff would get inside and it's not good. Now, obviously, our parks and rec departments here do a lot of work to make sure that the pools are in good shape.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I mean, because they drain all the pools and obviously with the right amount of chemicals and stuff like that to kill those types of things. So,
but they just want to take one more fun thing away from us. So.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let them do it.
All right. Yeah, fight it.
Sticking it to the man. That's I'm going swimming.
You go, Chelsea.
I'll show them.
Hey, how about this? Don't swallow the pool water.
Yeah, that's always pretty much a good deal. And
yeah.
Never forget the first time Mr. Down said he went to a water park and went to the bathroom and nobody was in there.
Nobody was there.
Right. No lines at the restroom at wherever.
So, yeah. So we were talking the other day about how Amazon Prime is really expanding what it's doing so that, you know, for $100, $99 a year, you can get this two-day shipping, and then they've got the TV stuff. I mean, they're doing a good job. Here comes the big blue monster.
Yep.
They are apparently going after Amazon's loyal following. They're going to test market something called a shipping pass that promises fast, free shipping. The premise of Walmart's shipping pass pilot program is pretty simple. You get two-day unlimited shipping for $49 a year, not $99 a year. So pretty good price point for Walmart. See how that works out for them. All right, so you've been told if you go to a graduation, don't throw your mortarboard up in the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just see
that.
The video from at the TU graduation. They apparently nighttime and they shoot fireworks from behind the tower, and you see this hat come bounding down, and it hits the girl right in the face as she was recording on her smartphone. Yeah. And you get this, and then it goes black.
Yeah, one of those corners,
could
too.
Could really, really happen.
Oh, yeah. Really do happen. A lot of damage.
That's it. All right, 7:45. Wouldn't it be great if you actually got an entire hour to eat your lunch at a leisurely pace?
Sure.
Well, not happening much. More than 60% of U.S. American office workers consider the 60-minute lunch to be the biggest myth of life in the office. And about 58% admit to eating lunch at their desks while they continue to work. That's really a bad idea.
It is.
Any number of reasons, that's a bad idea. More than half of U.S. American office workers multitask during lunch, eating, running errands, shopping online, checking email, all at the same time. Well, they do all that other stuff, too, just not eat all day.
Yeah.
I know they might.
Doing that anyway.
Checking their email and that kind of thing. But, you know, when was the last time you actually sat down and had lunch for an hour? I happen to be able to, but I know a lot of people don't.
Scott,
you know?
Every day.
Yeah, exactly. What else have I got to do? But that's it, because, I mean, after all, I'm working and slaving up here until 9:02. All right, people are getting even with drivers who text. Getting even with drivers who text. Ooh. We'll talk about that in a little while.
Okay.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, our custom granite is definitely a cut above.
That's right, Suzanne. That's because we use a revolutionary new robotic cutting system. Its computer-controlled blades can cut with precision never possible before.
And we only use the best in 3CM granite, unlike our competitors.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
You're probably familiar with Yogi Berra's quote, "It ain't over till it's over." It's true in baseball and it's true in life. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When people talk about the 1986 World Series, they usually focus on the epic collapse of the Boston Red Sox. In Game 6, on the brink of ending their World Series drought, they let it slip through their fingers, literally after Bill Buckner's infamous fielding error. But the story takes an interesting twist when seen through the eyes of their opponent, the New York Mets. In the bottom of the 10th inning, they were down by 2 runs. After the first 2 Mets batters flied out, a comeback seemed impossible. But the impossible happened. The Mets hit a single, then 2 more. Then Mookie Wilson's grounder eluded Bill Buckner for the win. What's more incredible is the last 3 Mets batters were 1 strike away from defeat. One more swing and a miss by any of them, and the Mets would have lost the World Series. Instead, they won Game 6 that night and the series itself 2 days later. The reminder here is that when things look bleak, we don't know the end of the story. And when life is hard, when your son or daughter rebels, when your marriage isn't anything like you dreamed, don't give up. Things may turn around when you least expect it. The 1986 New York Mets are just one example proving Yogi Berra was right. It ain't over until it's over. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just 1 Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, it was a big weekend for Texas A&M baseball and softball. After a 6-1 win on Thursday over number 6 Ole Miss, the number 2 Texas A&M Aggies clinched the series, notching an 11-5 victory over the Rebels Friday evening on Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. Then on Saturday, the Aggs fell to Ole Miss 3-2 in the regular season finale. Texas A&M's chance to win a share of its first SEC regular season title ended with the winning run on second base. The Aggies finished third in the standings, 1 game behind Mississippi State and 0.5 game behind South Carolina. In softball, the number 16 Texas A&M team was defeated by Texas 5-0 Friday in the first game of the NCAA Lafayette Regional at Lamson Park. Meanwhile, on Saturday, A&M defeated Boston University 6-0 behind a complete game 3 hitter from freshman pitcher Samantha Shaw in the Aggies' first elimination game of the day. Shaw struck out 8 in her 4th complete game shutout of the season, giving up only 3 hits to move to 24-9 on the season. In the second elimination game of the day, the Aggs powered their way past Texas 9-3. Then on Sunday, A&M fell to number 9 UL Lafayette 9-8 in 9 innings. The Aggies finished the season with a 39-20 record. In other pretty cool Aggie news this weekend, Texas A&M head volleyball coach Lori Corbelli has been selected to be the head coach of the U.S. Women's Junior National Team, USA Volleyball announced. Corbelli, honored as both the American Volleyball Coaches Association South Regional Coach of the Year and the SEC Coach of the Year last season after directing Texas A&M to a Southeastern Conference championship and a number 18 final ranking, has long been associated with USA Volleyball since competing for the U.S. Women's National Team from 1978 to 84 and having won a silver medal as a member of the 1984 U.S. Olympic team. In high school baseball, a 5-run sixth inning broke open a tight, tense game, and College Station claimed a 5-3 victory over Rudder in the decisive third game of the regional quarterfinals at the Pete Bayansky Junior Athletic Complex Saturday. Meanwhile, the Tomball Cougars ripped a gut-wrenching 4-3 win from the hands of the Bryan Vikings on Friday at Concordia's Tornado Field to win their best-of-3 Class 5A Region 3 quarterfinal series 2-0. In Major League Baseball,
here's the pitch. Kemp strikes out swinging, and the ball game's over. No runs, no hits, 1 left. The Rangers sweep the Astros. They win today 9-2.
It was a rough weekend for Houston fans as the Texas Rangers completed a 3-game sweep of the Astros this weekend. On Friday, Colby Lewis allowed 4 hits and struck out 6 in his first scoreless outing this season to pick up his first win since April 29th as the Rangers took a 2-1 victory. Saturday, Cesar Ramos held the Astros in check for 6 innings by expertly mixing his pitches, and the Rangers' flamethrowing bullpen finished things off Saturday night. Elvis Andrews hit his first home run of the
the season to back up the solid night by the pitching staff and help the Rangers edge the Astros 2-1 again. Then on Sunday, Cole Hamels fanned a season-high 11-8 sparkling innings, and the Texas Rangers jumped on Dallas Keuchel early, cruising to an easy 9-2 win. The Rangers have taken 6 in a row from Houston and 14 of 16. The Astros have lost 4 straight. The Rangers begin a 3-game series with the Angels tonight at 7:05, while the Astros will be licking their wounds and looking for redemption with a 3-game series against Baltimore tomorrow night at 7:10 p.m. In the NBA playoffs, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and the Thunder gave the Warriors as complete a beating as they've experienced during their record-setting season. Durant scored 33 points, Westbrook had 30 points, 20 assists, and 8 rebounds, and Oklahoma City rolled to a 133-105 victory on Sunday night to take a 2-1 lead in the Western Conference Finals. Durant made 10 of 15 shots, and Westbrook was 10 of 19. It was the first time this postseason both players shot better than 50% from the field. Game 4 is tomorrow night at 8 p.m. And now here's KO.
That's going to do it. We're in the studio with Mike Vivaldi from Team of Navasota. Haven't had a chance to catch up in a while on your kiddos. I know you've got 7-on-7 coming up in June for the boy, but the daughter's doing volleyball stuff?
Yeah, and actually the 7-on-7, they're actually playing in a 7th grade league. They're 6th grade, but they're playing up. They play every Tuesday night. But, yeah, the big tournament, the state tournament's in June.
So these are all just kind of warm-ups for the one that's going to be
keeping them
at Veterans Park?
Yeah.
Very cool.
And then Reese is actually doing volleyball, so we stay busy, and in summertime, it's church camps and sports camps and all that kind of stuff. So if you're a parent, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
There ain't no part of coasting in the summertime.
Not at all.
Hey, what's our deal of the day real quick?
Deal of the day is going to be a 2014 Ford Mustang convertible for $18,288.
Oh, and this is a season 4 convertible, too.
That's it.
See all the new and used vehicles, plus find out more about Free Car Friday all online at
teamandavasota.com.
And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Having your own swimming pool is a great way to ensure fun and relaxation for your entire family. By adding a swimming pool to your backyard, it's an investment in your home's value that should only be trusted to professionals. The Pool Guy has over 30 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. The Pool Guy will enhance your backyard with a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget that will meet your every desire. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of pleasure.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
If you're like most, when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then repeat the process to get it back. Not anymore. Simply call Ace Hardware, 979-279-3003. Ace picks up the equipment, repairs it, and brings it back. For lawnmower, four-wheeler, or small engine repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for your Ace repair today.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, just a couple of minutes till. Earlier this morning, we were talking about the Candace Payne, who's lives up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Didn't know that, and just looking at this. Okay, so here she is. From her car, okay? She's sitting in the parking lot.
Okay, I went to Kohl's today. I had to make a couple returns. Stuff didn't fit. Surprisingly, it was a little too big. Thank you. I know some of you may be thinking the opposite. Shit. No shame. It's all love. It's all love.
Okay, it takes a few minutes to get there.
Okay, then here's.
When I was at Kohl's, yeah. And I'd like to say that.
All right, then here's what we'll do: is we'll come over here and we'll pick it up off the audio right here from another. Another site. What she does is she puts on this mask, which is a pretty cool looking little mask, to
it
be
is.
Honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a neat design, and I don't know how long they've been out there, but anyway, Candace gets a little tickled.
I'm going to take it out of the box, and I can't wait to show you. Okay, I'm in a parking lot, and people are literally looking at me like crazy. I don't even care. So here it is.
Okay. She's really funny.
It's quite, she is.
I can see
she
where
he
probably got, you know, a bunch. I didn't know it was going to be 133. But here we are today. You go into a website called Heavy News, and it has five facts about Candace Payne that you need to know.
Already?
How can
wow.
that be? How does that work? But anyway, she is the homecoming queen in 1999 of Ouachita Baptist Church University, where she went to school, which is also where Mike Huckabee went to school.
Oh, and, cool. Small
but anyhow,
world.
Got 20, and the guy who played Chewbacca saw the video, and he thought it was wonderful.
Oh,
so
man.
Good for her.
We got a text that said the Chewbacca mask is the new singing fish.
Oh, oh that's right. Yeah. Well,
Billy the Bass.
You know, it'd be so nice if Star Wars would give the Star Wars people to give like a dollar. Oh, no, I was going to say they could donate something to charity, but they are probably not going to do that.
No.
They're just going to ride
the